As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds of the biz.
That's right. Your best buds helping you grow those big sticky buds. And don't forget their Customer Appreciation Day at Smith Indoor Garden coming up on June 4th. Mark it on your calendar.
Your neighbor's right. Yelling at you. Would you take your Christmas tree down? You say,
Christmas tree. Anyway, go see him. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Well, Hunter, another stupid gender reveal party gone horribly wrong.
Oh, no.
Here's just another way not to do a gender reveal. A mom-to-be in Wales thought it would be cool to set off one of those smoke bombs that they use at soccer matches, except it at her baby shower. She underestimated just how much smoke they give off, and they were forced to evacuate the party. And obviously, police were called, and it was a whole how do you do. In case everyone's wondering, because right. The whole reason she had this stupid gender reveal party, it's a girl.
It's a girl, and the whole neighborhood knows.
The whole country knows.
Dude, she put up a smoke shield they used back in Nam, basically. I mean, come on,
drop
man.
Drop the smoke. Drop the smoke. We're under fire.
And it's going to be a girl.
Folks, I get it, okay? And I've gone through that, okay? There's excitement building while your wife is pregnant, while you're getting ready to deliver. However, we need to establish the fact that other than your small little group of friends, family, close family, mm-hmm. no one else cares, okay? So you don't need to do this.
Whatever happened to just having a kid? Remember that? You'd have a kid and people,
You meet them like you see someone a year later, like, whoa, you had a kid? Like, oh, yeah, this is my...
We had a kid.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. Congratulations.
We didn't know. You didn't put it up on Facebook or you had the gender reveal party or the whole baby shower. How many parties do we need to have?
I wish you would have done something like, you know, set off a large smoke bomb or, you know, maybe like that one couple that caused a forest fire in California.
Jeez, man.
So we would have known you had a kid. I would have sent a card or something. Yeah.
We get it. You got a kid. We're all happy for you.
Like that. What happened to just having a kid? That's a good question, Hunter.
Remember that?
You'd have
a kid, and then it would go to school and grow up, and then...
You know, it all just started somewhere where one person thought that they were important enough to make this big deal about it, where they're like, no. Everyone needs to know that we are pregnant, and everyone needs to care, and so we're going to do something big. Let's go.
Everybody crowd around.
Yeah.
You know what?
All right.
Sit here.
Is everyone paying attention? Okay, because we need to tell you something, and we're going to do something irrational and stupid.
He put it in a golf ball. That's cute because he's a golfer, you know? He likes to golf a lot, so he's going to hit the ball that's going to tell if it's blue or pink.
Well, and, you know, the worst part is, too, is that all of this now is recorded. So your kid is going to find out one day what an idiot you are. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, Mom, you're an idiot. That's what this little girl is going to say someday to her mom. It's great.
And real quick, I'm not specifically calling out one of my best buddies because that's exactly what he did. Sorry, Caleb. I'm not talking about you, brother. Just saying this in general, man.
That's pretty mild. He didn't cause it. He didn't have to have fire trucks there. He didn't have to have first responders come by.
Saw it on CNN, man. For God's sakes. It's a big deal.
I like the good old days, like that old 1-800 collect commercial. Bob, we out of baby, eat some boy. All right? You just do that. Quick collect call. That's all you got to do. All right.
Yeah, no.
Well, sorry, soon-to-be child. Your folks are idiots. All right, and there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.